Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I have a verse of the Bible for you, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55, verse 11. God is speaking here. He said, my words be the gods from my mouth. They go out and will not return empty according to my word. Because I'm a priest, whatever I say, I will do it. I will not change. Amen. Amen. So I wanted to share with you or to be contributed with you the power of the word of God. Amen. The power. If God is in your life, if you familiar with the Bible, if you read the Bible, if you study the Bible, it become a powerful thing to your life. I meet a pastor in my life that he memorized every verse of the Bible. He memorized. Whatever I was asking him, he knew immediately, and they'll give it to you where it was and what they say. There is a great thing. I mean, the man read the Bible so much of the him packing through his life that he knew every verse. Amen. That was a gift that this man had. But today, I wanted to share with you the great power that this book have in your life. If you familiar with that, or if you use this as a part of your life. Amen. If you use this book, it's not problem to honor your wife. It's not problem to honor your husband. Not problem to have a blessed family and blessed life. Because every word that comes from this book is a power for to your life. Amen. It's a power to your family and power to generation to come. Amen. For your children and grandchildren and children to come. Because the power is on the word of God. And God said, if my word is gone out, they will not return empty. Amen. They will come with satisfaction. They will come with the power. They will come that whatever my word is said, it will not change. You and I, we change, but the word never change. So my word has gone out from my mouth. It will be not returned empty. Amen. He returned blessed. In any occasion, in any direction, in any way, they return a blessing. Bless when you go in, bless when you're coming out, bless whatever you're doing. God's word is a full of power. He no return empty into your life. Amen. He no return empty into your life. God's word is unchangeable. Amen. That is not changing. You know, it was yesterday, and today, and forever. They will not change. Even today is the most selling book on the world is the Bible. Amen. Not really matter what the people are doing. Not really matter what the media does. Not really matter what the other country doing. It is the best seller on the world. It's the best book on the world. And you know, if you don't look any further, just look to this book. Amen. Amen. Because of this book, it is the book that come out from the mouth of God. Amen. Yeah, but Pastor Tony, you know, is the human being writing the book. Let me give you just an example. This book was written by six people. And no one, they meet each other. And they write it in different generations. And everyone said the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
They're not changeable because they're reading according to the word of God. The Holy Spirit will lead. Amen. So you can find books about marriage, books to honor the wife, a book to honor your husband, whatever you're looking for. This book is about every book. Amen. Because of the power it is in this book. And my advice for you, I said, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you want a success for your family. You want a success for your children. You want a success for whatever you're doing. You need to impact the power of this book in your life. The word of the Lord. You know, many people, they ask me, Pastor, how are you talking to God? I tell them, I'm talking to God every day. Amen. Every morning, every day, every moment I wanted to. I open my Bible, I'm talking to my God. Amen. Because He is the word that He given to me. Amen. Amen. He changed my life. Amen.
Amen.
You know, if you're talking to my wife, he'll tell you that, oh, because I married her, she was a nice Christian girl, I changed my life. So, to tell you the truth, it's this book who changed my life.
Amen.
Amen. Not because I'm a pretty, pretty girl. Or maybe because she was a nice Christian girl, they gone to church. Of course, she was a little bit pushing to in. But the book who changed my life, amen. The word of God, amen. Because she said the last Friday that she's going to tell you the story. Listen to my story, amen. Listen to my story, glory be to God. Listen to my story. Because God who changed my life. God that bring me so far. God that making me strong. God who teach me to open my mouth. When you speak God's word in your life, when you tap in the word of God, it's a power into you. You know, this day you see your funny on your computer, tap, tap. Tap, something coming up, amen. I invite you to tap on this beautiful book, amen. Tap on this beautiful book, glory be to God, hallelujah. You know, this centurion, the Roman centurion was running because his servant was going to die. And when he went to meet Jesus, he's speaking to Jesus, said, speak your word, because in your word is powerful, and my servant will leave it. You know, the story behind it, this man was a man with a power. This man was the centurion in today's society. He was the judge from the Roman people. He went to Jesus because they're looking for help, because somebody was to die on the family. And when they look into Jesus and speak your word, because your word is a power.
Amen.
I know your word. And Jesus looking at him, he said, I'm a man of power, and when I speak him, people will listen to me. When I say go, they go. When I say attack, they attack. When I say arrest, they arrest. When I say let free, let free. You have a power in your word. You can speak into the dead living. And Jesus said, I never see faith in Israel as this man. This man knowledge the power,
amen,
that this book is talking about. Amen. That this book talking about. It is anointing power in this book. Clip on the book. Clip on the book and listen to the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jeremiah 23, verse 28-29. Let no one in my word speaking fearful. In 29. It is not my word. There is a fire in the word of the Lord. There is a lucky hammer. Amen. You know, those are outside that doing some construction work. And there was a concrete that we found into the hall. And we could not break the concrete. And my friend said, get the hammer. We will break it. Amen. So we got the hammer, we hit it very hard, and the concrete went in 3-4 pieces. We used the hammer to break the concrete. In a simple way, the hammer, it be used to break things. The word of God can use it to break things in your life. If it's a marriage problem, you can break it with the word of God. If it's a physical problem, you can break it with the word of God. If it's sickness, you can break it with the word of God. You can speak the word, and the things that happen in your life because of that breaking through the word of God. I'm preaching today. Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching to that. I preach you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I listen to the word of God. Lord, honor my wife. I want her to preach it today. And say, you preach, I'm going to cook it for you. Amen. Because if she cooking, I can scream it more. I can eat well. You can see this, you know. Is it gonna? My friend, he told me the other day, Pastor, he said, you grow. I said, oh, this just a little bit heavy, you know. Not too bad, you know. It's a little bit heavy, you know. It's wind to blow. You can be solid, amen. Glory be to the Lord. Amen. So you cannot blind me for this. You left it blind my wife. She cooking every day. And if I have a breakfast in the morning, she's screaming. And the other day when I was, you know, having your breakfast this morning, you know, 4 eggs and two pieces of bread. Amen. Glory be to God. It's good to have a beautiful wife like mine that she can cook well. Amen. But you know what? That's because of my prayer. Amen. The word of God. I'll have to be careful what I say. If you're not, I haven't got in trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. 3 times Jesus spoke into the devil. 3 times. Jesus said to the devil, devil, it is written that the man is not living just by bread, but they live by the word of the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Don't believe it, they just live by bread and air. You live by this word, they can penetrate into your heart. And if your heart receives it, is anointed with the power of the word, you can speak the devil out of my life. Amen. You can speak it out of my sickness. You can speak it out because the word of the Lord is in your life. Jesus said to the devil, it's written. Listen to God alone and not to anybody else. Jesus, in John 11 and 34 and 33 and 34, he said with a great voice, with a great voice, say, Lazarus, come out of them from the dead. Jesus speak the word. You know, things look like impossible for us, for you and me. But nothing is impossible for God. He can speak the word. The man was dead for 4 days. You know this story very well. And Jesus speak the word, and the man is coming out. And Jesus said to Lazarus, devil, leave the body. And they become life again. You can speak into your sickness. You can speak if your wife accuses you. If you're speaking, if he says she's smacking you, you can speak in the word. Amen. Jesus is speaking the word. You know, some people they don't want to speak about. They just want to let other people to talk. God speak the word. In Genesis, God said, be the lights. Amen. Hello. He said, be the lights, and the lights become. Be the fish, and the fishes come. Be the bird, and the birds come. Be the man, and the man is come. But it was something was missed there. Amen. Something was missed there. There was the beautiful princess. It was not there. And God looked at this miserable man. He said, you're not good for nothing. I needed to fix you up. He put him into sleep. You know, when you sleep, you don't feel anything. And God had taken him a part of his life and made this beautiful woman. God is perfect in making. He looked like us, God said. And given to Adam. When Adam looked at her, he said, how beautiful she is. It was making the perfection. Amen. Honor your wife. But you know your wife is coming from your husband. Amen. is a part of his life being taken off from there. Amen. Amen. Making sure when you're looking for somebody to marry, that she's already there. Amen. When you're going to sleep, is she coming out? Amen. And when is she coming out, she's perfection. Amen. She's looking good. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why my wife has said, oh, you know, you become a Christian because of me. I become a Christian because you was in me before you actually born. Amen. You was there. Amen. That's why I love you so much. I even gave him a rose a couple of weeks ago. I said, did you like my rose? She's come from here. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then from this side, they come another two or three. Amen. God knows what he's doing. Amen. Don't worry. If I make a mistake, Mirella will correct next week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Eric, you are the man. I love you so much. Praise God. Don't worry, brother Eric. We're going to Ghana one day. We're gonna make in Ghana brand new again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The people in Zimbabwe that love me so much, Pastor, you gotta come back. You gotta come back. Amen. I said, I will come back, no problem. I will try to bring my wife next time too. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Speak the word. Speak the word. Pastor, you don't know my situation. Financial problem. Speak the word. And just tell the financial, my God, supply every need. Speak the word. My God, supply every need. According to his riches and glory, glory be to God. Speak the word. Speak the word. Jesus said, I'm telling you the truth. If anyone keeping my commandment, if anyone listening to what I say, everyone listening to what I say, you can speak the word and the people will tremble before you. Amen. Speak the word. If the word of God is in your life, you can speak the word. Amen. Peter, he speak the word. He no shame of the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. He speak the word. 3,000 people will come to the Lord in a situation like that. He speak the word with a powerful. He speak the word with a powerful. He speaking to men and women, to children, a generation to come. Amen. He speak the word. If you speak the word, temptation will leave you. Amen. Temptation will leave you. I was shocked to hear a story a few weeks ago that a lady was pressing to commit adultery on her job. And when she stand up and said to the boss, you can keep your job. I'm going to honor my husband. I'm leaving this son God immediately. You know, if you have the word of God in your life, and you can speak the word, and the temptation will leave you. Because God is with you, not against you. Amen. Amen. He loves you when you honor. Speak the word. When you speak the word, temptation will leave immediately. You know, the devil tempted Jesus in many ways. But Jesus continued to say, devil is written. Only your God and nobody else. Only your wife and nobody else. Only your husband, nobody else. And God will reward you and your family and generations to come. The problem we have in this world today because we don't honor the word. We honor what the government put in place. We honor the rubbish that the other people have put in place. You remove the word from your family and you know what you're going to have, the devil in your house. And destroy your life. And destroy your family. The devil is come to kill and destroy, but Jesus come to give you life. Amen. To give you life and power into your family and to your life. Amen. Remember to honor the word of God. Jesus speaking with the power. When you speak the word, you can say to the dead man, rise and live. If you speak the word, you can say to the sickness, live in my body. If you speak the word, you can say to the temptation, leave me immediately. The temptation will leave you. Immediately. Jesus said in John 8, 30, 31, 32, Jesus said to those who believe and continue in my words, they are my disciple. Amen. Amen. They are my friends. They are my disciple, and they will be blessed. You will be blessed if you put the word in place in your house. Amen. Today is very easy to put the word in your pocket because you can put it on your phone, in your iPad. Amen. When I was young, like you, I usually put a Bible on the toilet, on the church, where people will go to the toilet. No, you don't need it anymore. You can open up your phone, you're looking. You just click on. Amen. Click on the Word of God. Don't click on other stupid thing. Amen. Click on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Click on the Word of God, and you can say, the alcoholic will live in my life. Click on the word of God and you can say, free me. The addiction I have on my life to go and play a book machine or to put money on the horse. You can say, leave me, because they deliver you for any temptation. The habit you have in your life, you can say, speak the word, they will leave you. They will leave you because of the word. He love you. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll love you. Psalm 119:11. Your word in my heart. I may be sin against you. May you remove my sin from my heart. Amen. There is another beautiful word. In Jeremiah chapter 1:8, the book of the law never depart from your mouth. Amen. Amen. Now let me tell you what the actual this is said. Josue was saying to the people. He was speaking in generation. He's speaking to the country. The book of the law. You know, in that time, that was the book. There was another book because that was written by Moses. There was just the Old Testament. Joshua said, the book of the law never departed from your mouth. Amen. Using every day of your life. Use it when you go out. Use it when you come in. Use it when you're going to sleep. Many years ago, I was preaching about use the book when you're going to sleep. And I said, for some reason, use it for a cushion. Amen. There was a little girl in the church. This is a true story. My wife can tell you. There's a little girl in the church, approximately 6-7 years old, Maria, remember that? They went home with their mom. On the night, she picked up the Bible and took it to the bed and put it under the head. And she said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, Pastor Tony said that we'll have to use it for a cushion." Amen. Yeah. It probably is looking funny for you, but the little girl listened to what I was saying. She didn't understand what I was saying. But that's very important. When you bring your child before the presence of the Lord, when you bring your child into Sunday school, they receive what the book of the law is said. Amen. And they build it into your heart. And when they're grown up, they're not departed for that. Amen. Making sure that the Sunday school don't make your children to become a Christian. You're the one to make your children become a Christian because you give your example to the children. But let's listen, let's illustrate the little girl. She listened to what I said, that they use your Bible for the cushion on the night when you sleep. She took the Bible and put it under the cushion. The mama said, "What?" So the children listened. And Jesus said, "You left the camera like little children." Amen. Because if you come like little children, you listen to what I say. It is important that the book of the law did not depart from your mouth, but it should be meditated day and night. And my careful dedicated or careful read according to what they say, and making sure that the promise of this book will remain into your life. This is the man that has successful more than anybody else in this world. He conquered the world on this time. He conquered the new land. He conquered generation because he put the power of the book in his life. It is important that you and I, we give you the authority on this book into our life. What this book said about my marriage. What this book said about my children. What this book said about my giving to the church. What this book said about my family. Speak the words. Tell the people about the word. Jeremiah 15:16 said, "Your word become a joy to my heart." Amen. Your word become a delight to my life. And Psalm 19:15 said, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and light to my path." Amen. The word of God, it will bring a power. This word is protecting us. The power of this word will change us. The power of this word that keep the will of God into my life. The power of this word that draw me close into God. The power of this word will keep me happy. The power of this word, he will keep him happy. The power of this word, he give him hope. The power of this word, I can speak in the word, and the pain of my body will leave me because it's a power of this word. The power of this word that make me strong in my spiritual life. That make me strong in my spiritual life. Can we stand before the Lord this morning?